USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The House impeachment inquiry calling two more Trump administration officials to testify today. There's doubt, though, whether they'll be showing up. Four other witnesses failed to appear yesterday. All the hype over Popeye's new chicken sandwiches turning deadly in Maryland. Reports are a fight broke out in line at a Popeye's location just outside Washington, D.C.
That argument spilled out into the street, and one male stabbed the other.
That Prince George's County Police spokeswoman says the man who was stabbed died in a hospital a short time later, and the man who did the stabbing remains on the run. Governor's races in Kentucky and Mississippi highlighting elections in some states today. Republicans hold thin majorities in both of those state legislatures, the election seen as a possible bellwether for next year's national elections. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh? We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Dayton, Ohio police detective in critical condition shot hours ago while on duty. Police say he was part of a DEA task force that was serving a drug-related warrant last night when he was shot. At least 9 American citizens, 6 of them children, 3 of them women, have been shot and killed in Mexico by drug cartel gunmen. This man, Willie Jessup, told NBC News he's related to the victims.
There were several families traveling to another community, and not very far out of Lemoore, then their family come under attack, and there was a number of vehicles, 3 of them in particular, that were shot, and one of them was set fire.
Early reports indicated the shooting may be a case of mistaken identity. The dead were part of a caravan of members of a Mormon settlement called Lemoore, about 70 miles south of Douglas, Arizona. The Trump administration considering privatizing national park campgrounds, saying it would bring in services like Wi-Fi and food trucks. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
The site of the next Democratic presidential debate has been confirmed, as the November 20th event will be held at the Tyler Perry Studio in Atlanta. The studio formally opened last month. It was built on more than 300 acres at Fort McPherson. President Trump holding a campaign rally in Kentucky last evening, where he paints a picture of a Democratic nightmare as opposed to a Republican dream.
Democrats are now the party of high taxes, high crime, open borders, late-term abortion, and blatant corruption. The Republican Party is the party of the American worker, the American family, the American dream.
The victims of the Oklahoma City bombing being remembered as the Oklahoma City National Memorial and Museum will honor one victim each day until April 19, 2020, which will be the 25th anniversary of the bombing. The memorial and museum will hold different events and programs between now and next April. The bombing of the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building on April 19, 1995, claimed 168 lives, and at the time it was the deadliest terrorist attack ever on U.S. soil. And in Vancouver, Canada, they're running out of room at cemeteries, so they've passed a new law that would allow up to 3 people to share the same grave starting next year. They don't have to be related, but they do have to opt in to the plan. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.